It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Friday, USDA released two cattle on feed reports. They released their delayed October cattle on feed report, and they released their new November cattle on feed report, both being a little bit friendly to the markets. We'll talk about the reports after this break.
As we near the end of the 2025 crop year, did your risk management strategy perform the way you planned? Did you follow your marketing plan, or did your current conditions cause you to adjust course? And what about your crop insurance coverage? Did you maximize protection to fit your operation and your goals? If you're questioning how your strategy performed, it might be time to talk to a true risk management specialist. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, the USDA cattle on feed reports were a little bit friendly to the cattle markets, but the cattle market just virtually ignored the reports and went right to the news of Tyson closing a plant in Nebraska and cutting the shifts in a plant in Texas. Looking at the cattle on feed numbers, though, they were somewhat neutral to friendly. The October numbers weren't as friendly as the November. October on feed came in at 98% of a year ago. That was expected. Placements in September were at 94%, which was up 3% over expectations. And marketings for September came in at 96%, which was as expected. Looking at the November cattle on feed report, though, that was a little bit more bullish. On feed, as of November 1, came in at 98%, which was as expected by the trade, but it's the lowest number of cattle on feed in 7 years. Placements for October came in at 90% of a year ago. That was 2% less than expected by the trade, and it is also the lowest number of cattle being placed in the feedlots in October in over 30 years. Marketings for October came in at 92%, which was expected by the trade, but that was also the lowest for October in 10 years. And it just shows that the cattle numbers continue to be extremely tight in the U.S. But we did see the negative news come out about these closing of these plants because of the tight supplies, and that caused the cattle markets to come under extreme pressure on Monday. Right now, we've got an issue of tight supplies. That fundamental has not changed as far as the marketplace is concerned, but there's also a lot of concern about what is happening on the government side as far as some allowing some imports to be coming in. And that's causing a little bit of disruption in the marketplace, as well as concerns about whether or not the border to Mexico could open soon. Those are the two big pressure points as far as cattle are concerned.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.